everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is your host, Sharon Jeffers, and I'll be with you for the next 55 minutes here while we explore the mystic science of the cards of destiny. If you are just tuning in for the first time to my show, I want to invite you to visit my two websites, starofthemagi.com, S-T-A-R-O-F-T-H-E-M-A-G-I. There's a link there on your radio page. And you can check out your birthday card and what that means and the correlation between the card deck, the regular playing deck, which isn't so regular, and the calendar, our yearly calendar. And you can also go to my website, itsallinthecards.com. And there you can put in your birth date and someone else's and get a compatibility report. I normally, and will today, dedicate this radio show to focusing on the cards. And I know I have a lot of students that listen and people that work with the cards, and I also know I have people that are listening for the first time and don't have a clue what I'm talking about. So I will try to address all of you at the same time, or at least throughout the show. I welcome you to email any questions you have to me. I need birthdays, and when I look at things, I have an email that I'm going to address here in a few moments from Rose in Toronto. But first of all, I just want to also tell you that I have some webinars that will be coming up. I'm telling you this now because sometimes I forget about this stuff, or I end up doing readings to the end of the show. So I'm going to have a webinar series starting in January, and this series will be the first series of webinars will be 13 lessons, which is a level one training in the cards. And then after that, I will be offering a consultant's training and a teacher's training. So if you're on my mailing list, you will get this information. If you're not on my mailing list, you might want to sign up. I do send out the card of the day each day for those of you that don't know. Is governed by a specific set of cards. For instance, today is an Ace of Diamonds day, and boy, am I feeling it. And one of the things that I said about this day, I should open up my website myself so I can read what I said. One of the things I said, this is what I said about today, if you didn't read the card of the day. This is a great day to step away from old, worn-out patterns or thoughts or beliefs and into something new and exciting that opens the doors to new horizons. Creative inspiration can be focused to support global efforts and visions today with great success. Financial ambition can advance monetary stability. Beware of stories that seem out of proportion or too good to be true. Pay attention to your dreams and your visions and have a great day. Oh, what I didn't put down here was, interesting. There's a lot of aggressive energy with this influence today. Sagittarius Sun, which is, you know, really fast-moving energy, and then the Ace of Diamonds, which is, a friend of mine has a two-year-old who's an Ace of Diamonds, and she calls him the Ace of Torpedoes. So we've got a lot of energy moving today, and I've really been feeling it. It's amazing just how impatient I've been today with, you know, just by myself. It's funny. So this is one of the reasons I do this show. Time has intention. Each day is filled with intention. It's filled with wisdom. It's filled with magic. It's filled with information. It's filled with direction. Oh, it's filled to the brim, full. And, you know, this oracle of the cards is a matrix of time. the card deck is actually a matrix of time. And so by understanding how to read this for ourselves personally, for life in general, for those in our life, it's very empowering because we understand, you know, what we're working with day by day, moment by moment, month by month, however we choose to access the information. We have relationships with people, and they are defined and determined by our life path and who we are according to our birthday and who everyone else is. And the system, it incorporates astrology and numerology, and at the same time, it's much more personalized, I think, and I'm not alone in this thinking, although, you know, I'm a student of astrology and numerology, and I love them. And I also see that the cards bring a new element to those things. And the card deck is complete on its own. So, all those magic numbers and those fabulous, you know, symbols from a secret society that were, you know, kept by the ancient order of the Magi, the keepers of the wisdom, you know, been in our hands since we were little kids playing card games. And little did we know that we were holding our destiny in our hands. It's funny because oftentimes when I do speaking engagements and I'll be talking about a card and somebody will find out what their card is for the first time, and I hear so often that, oh, that was always my favorite card. Or that's always been my favorite number. So we have an innate resonance with this system and the wisdom that it brings from wherever it may have come. So, if you go to my website, if you're new, and you'll see on the top right-hand side, it says, what's your card with a spade behind it. If you click there, it will take you to a page that has a calendar, and then you can click on your birthday, and that will take you to an example of my greeting card, so for your birthday. And you can read the description there, and you can order the card or not. They make wonderful gifts. A lot of people will get the cards for their friends or family and frame them, and they look really, really beautiful. So that's a little plug for a Christmas present with my greeting card line, because they are very nice quality. And I have a blog. I don't write on it often, but, you know, I do occasionally. I don't know. I think I need about 5 more bodies at least. So, Rose, I'm going to answer your question because she's asking about relationships. And my book, Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships, is being released this month. I'm so excited. Amazon says they'll have them on the 12th. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I'll have them about them. And I have a special on them and my other book on my website. But this whole book is about relationship compatibility. And Rose says, let's see, she is a Gemini 9 of Diamonds. Okay, let me talk to you about this man that you're very attracted to who is a Virgo 5 of Clubs. First of all, yes, you do have the 5 of Clubs sitting in your house this year. So that will draw those people to you. Whenever a card, for those of you that don't know, go on my website. If you go to the page that's titled The Cards, on the link on the nav bar it says The Cards, you can look down and you'll see the life spread plate that I have on there. There's a description of, you know, the card calendar, and then there's, I talk about the 4 suits a little bit, and then the 4 personal significators. And then there's a picture of the life breath. And so this is the type of thing that we read when we're looking at the cards. I'm not laying cards out as in fortune telling. So, you said in your email that you have the Five of Clubs displacing you, Rose. You do not. Actually, as I'm looking, if you're 50, and I think you're 50. Yes, you are 50. So, it's not displacing you. You have an Eight of Hearts displacing you. Oh, you are sitting in the Five of Clubs house. I see. You must be a student of Robert Kemp. We speak a different language. So, yes, when we are strongly influenced by a specific card, and we get new cards each year on our birthday, for those of you that don't know this, then those people do show up in our life. And, you know, I have the Six of Diamonds sitting in my house. I'm sitting in the Six of Diamonds house as soon as I had my birthday. These were influences. And I had a man show up in my life from my past that was a Six of Diamonds. Now, the thing with relationships is, you know, it's really easy to make up stories about relationships. It's so easy. We all do it. We get really excited. And we jump the gun. Now, you have an Ace of Hearts connection with these Five of Clubs men that are showing up in your life. And that Ace of Hearts is always going to perpetuate new love and the desire for love. When we're in a relationship with somebody that's an Ace of Hearts, it just automatically makes us want more or want some. Or, you know, that card is... It represents the desire for love. Aces are driven by desire. Oftentimes, you know, they don't even know where they're going. But these relationships that are the Ace of Hearts, they can be very romantic. And a lot of times we just think, I mean, it's like love at first sight type relationship. And the thing is, it can become very much like just throwing caution to the wind and not thinking about what's happening, but just going with that overwhelming feeling. You know, this card represents the conception of life and the conception of love. And the beginning. And so there's this constant renewing and inspiration. And it triggers that place in us that longs more than anything for a loving connection with another. So there's another side to this. And the other side to this is, you know, this is can be a very raw, very intense connection. And aces are selfish. It's a natural characteristic of an ace. And I'm not using selfishness or selfish in a negative way. It's just a little more pronounced with a person that's an ace. Or in a relationship that's governed by the ace. So this can be a positive influence or it can be a challenging influence. It can be one that becomes supporting for our individuality and how we choose to, you know, express ourselves creatively. Or it can cause us to pull away and want to be more of an individual. Now, one of the things you said in your email is that, what did you say? That the Five of Clubs and his planetary ruling card, the Three of Diamonds, are two of the worst cards in the deck for commitment. I'm going to disagree with you on this. Absolutely. And the reason for that is, first of all, the Five of Clubs, I know many, 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 many Five of Clubs that are married and have been married for a very long time. In fact, all the Five of Clubs that I do know have been married to one person for a long time, and they are in great marriages. They're really committed. So I disagree with that. The Three of Diamonds is another story, especially when it comes to the men. Not so much the women, more the men. And one of the things, you know, there's a difference here. Part of that difference is the fact that in the life spread, the women or females are governed by their Venus card and influenced by their moon card, where the men are more influenced by their Mars card, because Venus rules women and Mars rules men. So, you know, there's always a difference in the card, the way we show up in the cards, you know, if we're a man or a woman. When I put his cards together with himself, you know, he's got a little bit of a struggle going on in him, in his own self. That's a lot of moving energy right there. You know, Five of Clubs on the own, Five of Clubs with the Ace of Spades, or, you know, a different planetary ruling card is going to be different than a Five of Clubs with the Three of Diamonds, and vice versa. I mean, threes and fives are, neither one of them are stable influences. They seek and they search. And, you know, the three can be indecisive. Now, when you say this person is pulling away, and of course the attraction is going to be mutual because that ace energy is very profound. Let's see, your planetary ruling card is the Seven of Spades. See, I see that you have a past, you have a past life connection with him, and that's a strong connection. But in this lifetime, I could see why you would connect because of the past life stuff, but as far as going forward, I'm not so sure that's what's meant to be. And I always assume that, you know, if a relationship isn't just happening, then it's not happening, you know. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. But I really feel that very strongly, that if it's, you know, when you say that you see you have a karmic relationship with him, yeah, you do, but, you know, and that he has something to learn from you, well, that's none of your business, what he has to learn from you. I used to have a Chinese acupuncturist that I just loved this man, and he would just say, anything you put your attention on, he would say, none your business, none your business. So he's, after working with him for a while, it was like you just realized, none of this is my business. You know, my experience, my learning, my growth, that's my business. The rest of it has nothing to do with me. So I would say that you have something to learn here. And perhaps, you know, because what your cards tell me is that, you know, relative to relationship, there is some negotiation going on within you and how you're feeling about relationships. And actually, the opportunity here looks like it might be more of a spiritual initiation, a death and a letting go of the past and an embracing of what is new. And that's all I have to say about that. If you have another question, a question about what I just said, you can send me another email. And thank you for sending that email. I love it when people call in. If you want to call in, please call in right now and talk to me. I'm happy to talk to you about almost anything. within reason, I'm happy to talk. So, and it's better than me just sitting here talking to myself. Although, I must tell you that I'm really excited about my new book because it's all about relationships. And the fact that when we get into a relationship, we're actually stepping into an entity. A relationship is an entity unto itself. And it has its own agendas. It has its own lessons. It has its own rewards and gifts. It comes just fully packed. And the second we come together with another person, whether it's for a moment, on the street, or a lifetime, we are governed by influences and affected by influences that are invisible to us. And that's what my book is about. I explain all 53 of those influences that are possible. And I show you how to easily figure out what they are. So one of the things I want to do right now, since nobody's called in and I haven't gotten another email, is I want to talk about the suits and how they are relative to our relationships, the influences that they have on our relationship. I just want to talk a little bit about that because I have a tremendous passion for the four suits and the death. I'm constantly learning from them. I'm constantly seeing. I've been studying the cards since 1990, and I'm always seeing something new. Every day being revealed to me through the heart suit and the club suit and the diamond suit and the space suit and space suit. Yes, we're wearing our space suit. So it's like, you know, when I was working on this book, which was a little bit like birthing an elephant, you know, I was looking at the four suits relative to relationships and how there's always going to be a similarity in the heart relationship. And there's always going to be similarities in the club relationship. And there's always going to be similarities in the diamonds and spades relationship. And yet, when the other aspects come in, the aces and the twos and the fours and the kings, that creates a new dynamic. So each one of them is so specific. And each one of them has their own needs. And each one of them has something to teach us. You see, that's what is so amazing to me about the cards is that, you know, I really see them as our teachers. You know? So, the heart-governed relationships teach us the true laws of love. And the highest law of love, of course, is compassion. If love goes sour, it turns to lust and jealousy and self-pity and self-indulgence and even meanness. So for the heart-governed relationship and what the heart teach us is that selfless giving is the truest way and the highest expression of the heart. And it's through giving that we receive our rewards and our gifts that life chooses to give us. And it's such a different experience when we receive, when we make ourselves available to receive from life. And let life give to us. I remember one year on my birthday, I just decided, you know, I got up, I sat and meditated for an hour, and then I just decided to sit and meditate all day. and see what came to me, what life wanted to give to me. And I had the most amazing day of people calling and people coming, and it was just incredible. And I had just made a decision that I had no agendas and no plans. I just wanted to receive. And it was so wonderful. And, you know, we certainly don't need to wait for our birthdays to do that. We can do that every day. I am so grateful to be here. What would you like to give me today? I would like to give you my attention, because that's the greatest thing I can give. In a heart-governed relationship, the danger will always lie in becoming self-absorbed or codependent, or in having expectations regarding, you know, what we think we should have or deserve, or what we think someone else should be giving us, rather than focusing on what we can give. This is true in life. This is so true. How we use our perception and the choice we make for where we put our attention and how we align our intention makes all the difference in the results that come to us. When we choose an unconscious, selfish path, then that's when we create sour love and we create sour life. I mean, the heart energy is the very essence of life itself. This suit, you know, represents the beginning of life, and it represents the beginning of humanity and the connection and the oneness and the emotional intelligence of humanity. So, heart energy and heart-ruled relationships at their very finest are really yummy and really juicy and filled with joy and sensuality and greatness of being. And the lessons that are brought forth in these relationships center around the wisdom that occurs from giving rather than getting. And these types of connections can be some of the most wonderful connections in the entire deck, because the heart suit rules love. So these can be really, really yummy connections. Now, there's yummy connections in all of the suits, okay? The club suit rules the mental realm and all things having to do with the mind and its expression. So, you know, this is going to be communication. When you have a club relationship, there's a lot of talking going on. It's incredible. This suit rules, you know, everything having to do with the mind. Research, teaching, communication, education, psychology, publishing, you know, lecturing, writing, everything. And in our journey through life, it represents the time that we grow. In a relationship, the relationship relies, a club relationship literally relies on clear, thorough communication in order for there to be mental and emotional stability. Communication is the key. It's everything to the security and stability and success of a club relationship. And self-expression is also extremely important for each person in a club relationship, as is a harmonious environment. So crucial. Clubs need things around them to be harmonious and balanced and in order, because there's so much going on inside of the mind. So understand that when you step into, you may be a diamond, you know, but when you get together with someone else and you step into a club relationship, it's going to bring that kind of energy up and out into your personal environment of yourself, and also the dynamics that are created in your relating with the other person. So having the harmony and the clear communication and the honesty and the openness actually creates a peaceful environment for the mind. And therefore, both parties, or whoever's involved, feel secure and stable inside. Because it's when that feeling of stability isn't there, it's the fear and the uncertainty that will test each person as an individual. So, you know, the club energy is mental, and one of the challenges for club people can be feeling, getting into the feeling self, because there's a tendency to analyze. So when you step into a club relationship, there can be a tendency to analyze. Doesn't matter if you're a heart, a diamond, or a spade. Being in a club relationship will bring out the mental qualities of the connection with your partner, for better or for worse. So the more you understand these influences and dynamics, the better informed you'll be, and the better able you'll be to make the appropriate choices with how you communicate. That's why I wrote this book. The diamond suit is another realm. The diamonds are, of course, based on value and worth. So, I mean, the relationship. Diamonds represent values and worth. And so the diamond suit is, the diamond relationship is going to be based on this. What is the value of this relationship? What is this relationship worth to me? And these attributes are understandably important for all relationships, whatever suit they may be. But they're imperative in these diamond relationships. Because being in a diamond relationship will bring up an individual's issues regarding self-worth. That's right. They can bring them up big time. And so values are a major focus for these relationships. I think I have a caller. Is that true?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Sharon. It's Donna Holton.
Hi, Donna Holton. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Listen, it was so funny that you were talking about the clubs, because I'm a ten of clubs. And then you started talking about the diamonds, and I just recently got involved with somebody who's a six of diamonds, which is the same exact card as my son.
Uh-huh.
And I just, you know, I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Well, what I think about that.
Well, as far as the cards are concerned, you know.
Yes. Well, now, let me just it's very interesting that you're a ten of clubs and he's a six of diamonds. First of all, each one of the cards has a solar value. So your ten of clubs card is 23 and his six of diamonds card is 32.
Huh.
So the numbers are reversed.
Right.
When we put those together, we get 55, which is a three of hearts relationship, okay?
Uh-huh.
And let me just tell you about the three of hearts energy. This energy, it gives you this feeling of, well, I don't want to lose what I have, but maybe there's something better for me. There's always a feeling of uncertainty at the emotional level with this card under the surface of things. Now, it's also a very playful card, so this can be a lot of fun. You're talking about someone here who has a really strong will. What sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
You're a Pisces. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you're a 10 of clubs, 5 of clubs. And what sign is he?
I'm sorry?
What sign is he?
He's on the cusp of Capricorn Aquarius. 21st of January.
Is he a Capricorn or Aquarius?
Yeah, he's the 21st of January.
Okay. So either way, he's got this ace energy going on here.
An eight energy?
Ace, A-C-E.
Oh, ace.
Yeah. Now, this is a person who's got a really strong will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my way or the highway. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He also is a Saturn influence, too, so he has something to teach you here. But you don't like to feel restricted, I would think.
No.
With your cards. I mean, the Ten of Clubs is a very... So let me do these other two cards. So that would be the Six of Clubs. So, okay, so the dynamics in this relationship, it can seem like a dreamy, wonderful, like... connection.
Right.
But at the same time, there can be a lot of struggle with the will in this relationship. Have you experienced that?
No.
Oh. Well, is this new?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that's one of the dangers of this relationship once you get beyond the dreamy fantasy part of it.
Right.
Is that then there can be a little bit of stubbornness that shows up. He probably feels very comfortable here because he's a six. But the one thing that can be create feelings of uncertainty in both of you is that three of hearts energy that's present. Do you feel that? Do you question?
No, not at all. I mean, I know his background, and one of my best friends is has been a friend of his forever. And his situation was that he had a wife of 30 years or over, and she died. And he has been alone for the past 3 years. And we just had this amazing connection, and he's just a very stable person.
They're very generous.
Yes, incredibly generous. He's got three beautiful grown daughters who have all been, you know, through college. The last one is still in college, but... You know, I mean, he's raised them, you know, to be really beautiful people, and I just have a lot of respect for this man.
Okay, so I'm going to say he's operating, I think that rather than the Six of Clubs, then he's got this Ace of Diamonds going on, and you're feeling... He's probably got them both. You know, this is a relationship that can be filled with joy.
Yeah.
And it can also inspire your creative expression. So if a time does come, if it's new, you may not feel it, but it's possible that, you know, that... If you're not expressing yourself creatively in some way,
mm-hmm.
that's when you can feel that uncertainty.
Right.
But together in this relationship, there's potential for tremendous adventure and exploration and, you know, the articulation of your creativity, and the same for him. And those things are things that will keep this relationship alive. You have to be really careful with your boundaries in this relationship.
Right.
You want to make sure that, you know, you have clear emotional boundaries.
Right.
Otherwise, it can create this back and forth, push-pull kind of dynamic.
Right.
So if you're true to your own needs,
right,
then that'll keep that clear. And the other thing that's really important, besides being really open with your communication, is the expression of affection.
Right.
Really important. A lot of physical touch, because the physical connection actually puts that restless or uncertain energy to rest.
Right.
There's a, you know, the spirit card of the Three of Hearts is the Ace of Clubs. So there's always going to be this feeling of renewed energy and desire for love. I was talking about this a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Ace of Hearts energy in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It renews that love over and over again.
Right.
And it helps you to be more of an individual. So they're very loyal, I think, the six, most of them.
Right. Well, I know my son is, you know.
Yes.
You know, that's what Nick is. So, you know, and I know him really well, so.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, they're very strong and forthright.
Right.
And, you know, if you cross them, they'll be hell to pay. And
right.
If you're good to them, they'll treat you like the queen.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're very generous and loving, and and they like to be needed.
Right.
They're manly men.
Right.
Which is something you need being a Ten of Clubs. Ten of Clubs is a very strong woman. You know, you have an independence about you that, you know, needs somebody that stands in his own position of power.
Right.
Otherwise, you'd probably just run right over them.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome for that. Are you in Colorado?
Yep, I'm still here.
Oh.
So, and it's snowing. Got about a foot where I am.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's crazy.
Well, thank you for calling.
Well, thanks, Sharon. Take care.
Okay, darling. Bye.
Bye.
So, where was I? I was talking about diamond relationships. And I'm going to go back to that. So, I'm recording what I'm speaking about, so I'm going to put it on my website. So if you want to call in now, you can. And otherwise, I'm going to continue talking about the suit. So the diamond relationship, in a diamond relationship, the spotlight is on values. And working together when you're in a diamond relationship can actually prove to be very lucrative in many cases, especially if you really are employing and expressing your creative passion, you know, the things that you're loving and really wanting to do that express who you are as an individual, who each of you are as individuals, and then together as a couple, supporting one another to do that. Diamonds are a little edgy, as we know, so there can be a little edge in a diamond relationship. And it's really important when you're in one of these relationships to express your appreciation and your acknowledgement of each other, because that'll keep the edge off. The edge comes up when, you know, it needs to be softened, and how it gets softened is by that recognition. These relationships can often be in the limelight as well. So they seem to attract energy or go public, you know, for better or worse. So now I'm going to talk just a little bit about the save relationship. And I think that in a spade relationship, spades rule, you know, spirituality and wisdom and determination and discipline. And I think that when we're in a spade relationship, that it's real important to have a spiritual connection at the foundation of the connection. There's got to be a shared experience there somehow for these relationships to grow in a healthy way and for us to flourish in them as well. So, you know, shared values such as spiritual practices or religious beliefs or work in the healing arts or medicine, or, you know, one person could be a doctor, the other one could be a healer, you know, or in law. It doesn't matter what it is. It's important for you to share your values. And it's important for there to be, you know, a vision of for being more self-aware and also doing the relationship. You see, spades are very serious. So everything in a spade relationship takes on a little more serious space. And these relationships bring us into a more grounded state of being as individuals because of that seriousness. And they also can encourage more practical thinking. I know when, you know, my card last year sat in the Three of Spades house, and suddenly I was thinking in much more practical ways than I normally do. I mean, it was noticeable and pretty practical. It was very noticeable how serious I got about something. In a spade relationship of any kind, ace through king, there can be challenges they show up like things feel like they take more effort than they normally would. And part of this is to challenge our determination, I think. Because spades teach us discipline and the importance of determination and longevity and attitude as well. These relationships can be stable, solid. They're often oriented toward work or spirituality. And they can bring the best out in us when we apply our effort toward our own personal self-mastery. So it's like, you know, you become a little bit of a monk. Not a monk, but, you know, in a spade relationship, you do have to become more serious about yourself and life. And at the same time, you have to be careful that you don't become too serious, because then you'll get stuck. And you can get stuck in your attitudes and your behaviors. And if you get stuck, then it creates stagnation. It's very interesting. So there's got to be, there's a balance between learning from what the wisdom of the spades has to offer, and then also employing all the other energies of the other suits so that you're having fun and experiencing the freedom of being. I feel that if I'm in a relationship and I don't feel free to be who I am, then I really need to look at what's going on, either inside of me or in the relationship. What is the dynamic that's going on there? And I'll tell you, in the cards, those dynamics always show up. Exactly. I can tell the minute I get in the presence of someone who's my Saturn card. Before I even know, I can feel it. You know, I sat down at a banquet a couple of weeks ago, and this man sat down right across from me. And the minute we started to talk, I knew he was the King of Diamonds. And that's me. That's my card. And, you know, I just felt like I was talking to myself. And we had three sentences, and I had this feeling. And so it's like, you know, it's pretty trippy, actually. It's incredible to get really up close and personal and familiar with these energies and then be moving through life with them and recognizing, you know, that you can feel the influences working with you. You can feel them inside of other people. And every one that we come in contact with is reflecting something back to us, igniting something within us, awakening something for us to see or feel or know that's within ourselves. And when we go slow motion with our attention and our awareness and we're present in that way, it's absolutely amazing the dynamics that are happening on a subtle level. Really incredible. I mean, and it's just amazing. So I am coming near to the end of this show, and I want to thank everyone who's listened today, and I thank Rose for emailing, and I thank Donna for calling in, and I thank all the rest of you for listening. I welcome you to go to my website that are there on the screen. I also have a page at unyoupublish.com, and I'm going to have one of the creators of that on my show very soon, Roy Kruger, who's a wonderful man. You Publish, if you go to You Publish, YOUPublish.com /Star of the Magi, I've uploaded, there's some free articles you can download that are based on the cards there if you like. And then if you want to sign up for the card of the day, you can do that on the front page of my website. And, boy, I just got an email from Sam. I love it how people do this. Sam was born on July 4th. You're a Jack of Diamonds. Well, Sam, I don't have time to actually look at this because I have 1 minute. I have to end at 2:55. So I'm going to save this for next week's show, though, and I'll look at your cards then and tell you what I see. So thank you for sending that email. So everybody, thank you for listening. If you have, if you want to, I was talking about the card of the day. If you sign up for the card of the day, it's free, and I just send it out on every night, so you get it in the morning usually, and I talk about the influences of the day. So thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful week. Sam, listen next week and I'll talk about your year, age 25, and your potential for love, okay? Everybody, have a great week. Thank you. Bye.